Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. Today, Dave is talking about visions, dreams, and fighting the fight of faith. This teaching was provided within their Fox Creek community of Christ followers.
I love this passage of Scripture, and it kind of leads into what I'm going to talk about a little bit here in a moment. 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 through 17, because it covers the whole, whole spectrum of age groups. I'm writing to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven you for his name's sake. So he addresses everyone as children, but then he begins to make distinctions. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. And then he returns to the picture of children. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father. So knowing him who has been from the beginning, that relates to the fathers because of the faithfulness that we see over a period of time. And for youngers, that doesn't preclude us from knowing the Father. I've written to you, fathers, he goes on, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I've written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God lives forever.
Young man, visions of overcoming. Do you have that vision as a young man? It is the heart of the Scriptures that young men learn how to overcome evil. Because if you, as a young man, overcome evil, as an old man, you will know him who has been from the beginning. You will find the wisdom of God. And you will find the peace of God that happens when you choose not to give in to the plans of the evil one. Because I'm an older man now, my life looks a lot different from the temptation perspective than it did when I was 25 years old, 30 years old, 45. And I'm not just talking about sexual temptation. There are lots of kinds of temptation that look different for me now. For one thing, my life is a lot more settled. I have seen him and I've known him who has been from the beginning. And I'm more prone now not to fight with God when he talks to me. I'm more prone to bend than I was as a younger man. And that is the hope of the body of Christ, is that older men can help younger men to learn to bend. The issue that I found in the body of Christ is that what if you have a body of believers that's filled with older men who have not bent, who have not bowed? And see, that's one of the problems that we have in our culture. We not only have it in the church, we have it in government, we have it socially. There are not a lot of submitted men and submitted women that have bowed their will to God, and you can see it all the time. Did you catch that thing this week about, and I'm not being political, I'm just bringing this up, the story of that surgeon that did the first, Carson. Yeah. Have you ever seen that movie, the Ben Carson story? You know, he's a pioneer in what kind of surgery was it, brain surgery. Fascinating story, really interesting. Well, he was at the prayer breakfast this week, or last week, I don't know. I'm not keeping track, it's too depressing to watch the news. I just watched the summaries. And if you get a chance, read the transcript of what he said. The guy is just like filled with common sense. He appears to not have a political bone in his body. He appears to look at a country like ours and go, why don't we just follow the principles of wisdom and then we would be delivered? It was cool. It was so refreshing. You don't see it very often. We saw some kind of a reporter the other day on Fox, probably never see her again. This is like a month ago, and she made her feelings about abortion really clear. And I'll bet you she'll never be back. But you sit there and listen to her talk, I thought, this is how leaders are supposed to talk. This is how our wise men are supposed to talk. These are how the people who have known him who has been from the beginning are supposed to talk. So young men and visions of overcoming is a huge part of where any body of believers needs to go. If you don't have young men who see it as a spiritual battle, that every part of their life is a spiritual battle, hey, Satan is really good at what he does. He doesn't need to jump inside of us and speak to our brains. He knows people inside and out. He can look at how we look at things and how we act and how we move, and he knows. He's miles ahead of us. He has known millions and billions of human beings. So, young man, visions of overcoming. I know it's really easy to have a vision of making money or providing security or having the kind of a job that you want to have where you get the kind of appreciation for who you are and your abilities or starting this or doing that. I get that. I understand that. We've done all that. We've engaged in that in our lives. It's okay. It's a part of life. But in the midst of all of that, the most important thing is overcoming the evil one. Because if you take any one of those areas, if he gets a foothold in any one of those areas, he can nail us. Old men, on the other hand, and this is where I think we're heading as a body of believers, and I would hope for those of you who are younger that you'll be sitting here when you're my age and go, I do have dreams. I don't have a whole lot of dreams about life anymore. In fact, I tell my kids all the time, fold it up, end it right now. There's nothing more I want out of life. I've gotten everything out of life that I want. Would I have some regrets? Yeah, but by and large, I'm okay. I'm okay being done. Why? Because I've found peace. Because I've found fulfillment. Because there's nothing left for me to chase except heaven itself. Because heaven is the greatest prize of my life. Because I've known him who has been from the beginning, and I would miss everybody here. And the Lord knows you would surely miss me. But to be with God, to be present with the Lord, is so much superior. So if I need to be absent from the body in order to be present with the Lord, it's cool. And if I can live these next 10 or 20 years of my life totally focused on the honor of God. Because it was a struggle. I mean, I've honored God with my life, but it was a struggle because I was fighting the fight. And now it's not like the fight's over. It's just that the fight has changed. And I have the opportunity right now to focus my life on honoring God. 90% of it. 10% of it still talking about bending, because I still need to bend just like everybody else I'm sure here does. Old men dreaming dreams of honor. It's not dreams of building a big building or, you know, Fox Creek could end up having 500 people someday or 1,000 people someday or 12,000 people someday. I mean, what a dream. Wouldn't that be a great dream? You're all sitting there going, no, that's one of the reasons we're here. You know, we don't want that kind of a dream. Well, our dream is a kingdom dream, and our kingdom dream involves the growth of the kingdom through our lives, through our families' lives, and through the people that we rub shoulders with, and then praying for the kingdom to grow in our city and in our world. So, young men and visions of overcoming, old men and dreams of deep honor, also kingdom workers in our lost world. That's the whole reason for overcoming. That's the whole reason for knowing him who has been from the beginning. Find out who you are, how you're gifted, how you're made. There's no one like you. How is God going to work in your life to build the kingdom of God? Because when it's all said and done, that's all that's going to matter. When you stand before God and give an account of your life, it will be the kingdom building that is going to matter. Everything else is going to, the way I understand it, disappear. It's going to be swept away. Teachers uncovering the kingdom. You know, we have a lot of teachers in our world as well as in our religious world that have whatever axe it is that they have to grind and whatever goals and plans that they have. But a real kingdom teacher, whether he's Jewish or Gentile or Catholic or Lutheran or whatever, real kingdom teachers are people who uncover the kingdom. They don't teach you about the kingdom and explain the kingdom to you. They uncover what's already there. And to have kingdom people in the world that are uncovering what's already there, Now, one of the things that you can run into there is the lie that, well, that's just ancient, that's just old. We have to have new things. We have to keep up with the times. So I get that. I understand that. But the kingdom never changes. Jesus is the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. So to uncover the kingdom, whatever kind of a person you are, whatever kind of gifts you are, that's how we are kingdom workers and how we build the kingdom. You uncover what's already there. You don't have to repackage it. You don't even have to learn everything about it. You just need to take what you know about the kingdom and pull the cover off from it so that other people can experience the same thing. And that's what's neat about being in the body of Christ. You know, he's the head. We all have different parts in the body. And we uncover different things by who we are, different parts of the kingdom by how we're made. So, young men and visions of overcoming, old men and dreams of deep honor. If I were going to give the five or six things in the handbook that need to be in the front of our Fox Creek handbook as we pass it off to another group of people, this would be it. Kingdom workers in our lost world. Teachers uncovering the kingdom. And then finally, devotion to harvest prayer. Because I have found in my life, including my life, that we are more prone to talk about praying than to actually pray. Christians are very good about organizing to pray, talking about praying, but the actual commitment to pray is something that I think is kind of rare, especially then when you talk about what prayer is. I mean, prayer is more than, you know, just asking God for things. Devotion to harvest prayer. And I think all of these things rise up as a pleasing aroma to heaven, to God. And I think those are the things that we need to maintain intact. If you're young and 20 years from now you're going, well, I wonder what Dave would think. Dave's gone now. You know, he's doing something different now. What would Dave think? What would Tim think? What would Dennis think? What would Jerry think? What would Jesus do? You'll look at these principles because they have been taught as part of the fabric of who you are and the fabric of your life. These are things to own. Now, you don't have to own them just because we do, but I challenge you. I challenge you to search the scriptures and find better principles to hold to. Young men, I challenge you to find something better than I've just explained. Learning how to fight with the evil one. Older men, I challenge you to find something different that the scriptures teaches other than knowing him who has been from the beginning. It's a curious thing being a teacher because it's like early on everything seems simple. And then everything started seeming more complicated. You know, I was figuring out what all the books said and theologies and reading books and reading histories of the church and all kinds of information. And then somewhere in there in my early 50s or whatever, it all started coming back the other way to simplicity. The purity and the simplicity of devotion to Christ.
FourthStream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you would like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to FourthStream.com and click the radio button. Together, we are finding hope at FourthStream.com.